cast away your every fear. Only speak. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And I told him that the word of God says that every man knows that there is a God. Romans chapter 1 clearly states that every man. So you're standing
what
here.
What do you do?
Listen.
This is good.
And so.
I think you need to get some classes. I want to come. That's funny. I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe you.
Because my Bible tells me every man knows. Yeah. So you're not.
Most people
me
say
the
they
truth.
Hate God or they don't believe in God. It's because they're angry with God.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
But he literally said he didn't believe.
You said, I don't
and
believe.
And that goes
you.
Against Scripture. So. And so I asked him, I said, well, what is it God can do to show you that he's real? He didn't say a word, and he walked away. Because I would have prayed to Jehovah and left it alone. That's the God I serve. My God is real.
Did you still pray for him anyway?
No.
Why? Because he didn't want it?
Because he didn't ask.
You have not because you ask not.
Yeah, that's a whole nother subject. What comes out of a man's mouth, the Bible talks about it, but this is why, and I was telling the preacher earlier, I preach across denominational lines, and if I'm asked to go to Baptist or Pentecostal or Apostolic, I don't.
Change your message.
No, I don't change my message, but I don't go there to harp on the glitch. Everybody has a glitch. Every denomination has a glitch.
Like if you're in a church that says women shouldn't wear makeup, you're not going to bother with it.
I don't do that because it doesn't lend to salvation.
No.
There is so much more of the Bible that I could bring out and exhort and educate.
Man gets stuck in the trivial.
Because God operates. See, now you got me theological.
I'm good.
God operates on three planes. There is the sovereign will of God, the permissive will of God, and the perceptive will of God. This is why we got so many denominations out of the same book, but that's a different subject. Let's go back to we did a secular example of persuasion. Now let's go to a believer. I was hanging out one day, and a guy was talking to me about religion and stuff, and I tried to blow him off, but he was very persistent about, and he said his pastor was there. Mm-hmm. And so I came, and I talked to his pastor, and I listened to the guy for about 20, 30 minutes, and he was clearly unlearned as far as the Bible, and so I asked him, if your daughter was being held hostage by a man and there was a gap in there, in the gap, and you had a gun and you could shoot the man and free your daughter, would you shoot the man? He did not answer the question.
Why?
Because the Old Testament says, yeah, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The New Testament says thou shalt not kill and love and all that. It's different dispensations, and it depends on which one you've been taught. A lot of modern day preachers that I talked to said that if their daughter was being held captive against her will and I had a loaded gun and I couldn't get over there, I would shoot.
I guess that's me.
But what do you think of this guy, I'd shoot because he's the only problem. Besides him, there is no problem. And the only tool of solution that I have at this moment is either prayer or the gun.
There is a time to take your plow and turn it into a sword.
Yes, yes, yes. The point that I'm getting to now is I've run into Christians who can't answer simple questions. Because they're unlearned and they haven't studied and they don't really believe in God. If you read the Bible and believe in God, the Bible said, be quick to give an answer for the hope that is within you. I have a lot of hope within me so I can give a lot of answers. Here's another one. I ran into a guy that was very, very much into Jesus, 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 Jesus. And he was struggling in his personal life. And I understand the struggle. And I asked him, let me ask you something. Will you ever use drugs again? He couldn't answer the question. He was a big Jesus guy, but he couldn't answer that simple question because he has not read or studied the Word of God and then applied.
Well, what would be the proper answer? Because you don't know, but my faith says I'm going to continue to try day by day.
Right.
What do you think the proper answer to that would be?
The proper answer would be, no, I'm not. In God, as long as I stay in God, I'll never have need for a mood and mind-altering substance. Now,
but if he steps back on the throne again, becoming his own God.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because what we found is that the Jews don't have a word for drug taking. The closest they can get is drunk. But for the type of stuff that people are doing now with the snorting and the needles and the closest they can come to something like that is called witchcraft. Believing that a powder on this table is going to take me somewhere or do something for me it's witchcraft. Because like you stated earlier, once it's gone, now I got to do it again. That's when it becomes witchcraft. When I am now dependent.
Yeah, because now they're selling these marijuana tablets on TV and stuff. I saw an ad for the first time. It was yesterday, I think. Oh, do you want to, you know, the wife takes one of these things and suddenly she wants to have sex with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're feeling stressed out. Take one of these when mm-hmm. you get home. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with, it's ungodly in that it's all about taking the pill you need for that moment.
Instant
that
gratification.
Cannabis in it.
We won't let God in. The God that I serve can and will change things in people's lives. It's just a matter of whether he wants to. I love my boy Charles Stanley, and he says God answers every prayer, yes, no, and wait.
I met him years ago.
Every last one of them.
He answers.
How can I believe in a God that doesn't answer prayer? And then God forbid I should become a pastor somewhere, and I got 300 people looking at me, and I don't believe in prayer. But that's where we are today. We have people that have not studied their Bible and do not really actually. They believe in the rituals and the customs and the rules and the traditions. And they do not
trust.
Because
Abraham was called by Jesus back then, before mm-hmm. Abraham was I am.
Mm-hmm.
So in the desert, when you see this glowing man before him and he's at the feet, who's the great I am, that is Jesus. But it is written that Moses believed God, and that was accounted to him righteousness. Mary yes. was visited by the angel.
Yes.
And she said, well, how can this be? I haven't had sex with a man, but as you say, mm-hmm. be it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is written that her faith was her righteousness. And it also says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, which means with faith mm-hmm. it is. For some reason, true faith, if you can enter into that, things happen.
And I'm a preacher. I preach three levels of faith. Hope. This is when I believe that something can happen, but I'm still on this side of the door.
But also has to be God's will. What about thy will be done?
Again, we've got people who actually think they're Christian, but they're asking for things that God doesn't want from them. So if they get it, it's a negative, and if they don't get it, it's a negative.
I was almost signed to Columbia Records and Liberty Records in Nashville. It's a long story. Years later, I ended up down here. I've got my nice show. I'm having a lot of fun with it. But I now realize, as an older man, I had a counselor, and he said, I don't think you'd be dead if that had happened. You would be dead, I know. I said, why? Because he said, you wouldn't have known who your friends were. I realized later in life, My word, you know. I mean, I even won first place Nashville's Music City Song Festival. I'm just bringing this in
mm-hmm.
so people can hear whatever
mm-hmm.
their situation
yeah.
is. God said no, apparently. I'm so happy. I realize, wow, by not letting me succeed where I wanted to succeed was a gift. Garth Brooks, who I've interviewed, he can handle. He's got the humility. Or these other people. But do you ever see what happens to somebody they can't handle? How about the guy who wrote, I believe I can fly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy ended up be given all this power, $100 million, and was seducing little teenage girls, and now he's in jail for 40 years.
And some of...
Because he could not handle it. The Bible says God addeth riches without sorrow. So we only want riches if only come from him.
And I heard Solomon say, Lord, don't give me too much that I'll forget about.
Yes.
And don't give me too little that I might steal.
Was that Solomon or David?
Solomon.
I forget. Okay.
I've a lot of the heroes in the faith, when I first got saved and converted, I didn't know any Bible, and so I would watch them on TV and listen to them on radio. I'm not a big fan of some of my former heroes because yes. I'm trying to be polite. We're on radio. Because they did what you just stated. It looks like they're taking too big of a bite out of the apple. They're hoarding the apples. They've let some of that stuff go to their head.
In town here, I went up to the fanciest hotel on the beach, and I'm talking to the men. What do you call the men that park your car? Valets.
Yeah.
And I said, who owns that new black Rolls Royce? And they said, a preacher. Look over there. There's a white one. That's owned by his wife. That's over $1 million worth of cars. I'm sorry, but I believe if you're called to preach, I mean, you can drive a nice car, but shouldn't you live a more ascetic lifestyle? I'm just not sure that's, you know what I mean?
Well,
that's me becoming judged.
I'm not going to put a limit on what God can give a preacher, but it's been my understanding, like I just stated and you alluded to, that they're taking a little too much, they're keeping a little too much, and they've actually forgotten where they came from. You know, so, and I'm not here to judge, and I don't know what God is doing in their life.
Well, it's the same thing in real life. Now, as an older guy, I can run into somebody. I love people. But I ran into a rich guy, young guy, and we're talking, doing business, whatever. But I could tell it was only going to go to a certain point, and he was blocking. I don't need Red as a friend. I've got my money in my bank account. Mm-hmm. I'm a billionaire. I'm a multimillionaire. I don't. So what's actually, he's robbed of that relationship.
Yep.
Whereas if I ran to a poor man on the street and say, hi, how are you? What's your name? My name's Albert. Hi, Albert. I'm Red. We have equal dignity for each other. Now we can talk and become friends, but we have a need for each other. But if it cuts off your think you're too somehow secure to need others, right?
I've been doing this, I don't know, 30 years or more. If you go back and look at Charles Stanley, 10 years, 20 years ago.
Listen to me now. Listen to me.
He looks except for a few wrinkles, he looks exactly the same.
You know he passed, right?
Yeah.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. Feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanged.